After months of deadlock, Senate Democrats seem to be moving forward with some of President Biden's top legislative priorities. This week, Senators Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin brokered a new deal that promises to take on climate change, healthcare costs, and inflation. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington spoke to NPR's Morning Edition about this earlier and was optimistic about the impact it could have on the U.S. economy.
This is an anti-inflation measure. I mean, this is actually going to bring down costs for the American people.
Let's fact check that with Bloomberg senior editor Mike Regan. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Celeste.
Okay, so Representative Jayapal says this will limit inflation. Could that be true?
I think in the long run, over the next few years, it could have a disinflationary effect for a few reasons. One thing, it brings in more tax revenue, and that, you know, is generally considered to be anti-inflationary because it just sort of siphons money out of the rest of the economy that would be spent otherwise. It also lowers prescription drug prices and Obamacare health insurance premiums, and the green energy component of it. In theory, the more the economy transitions to green energy, the less of a risk to inflation that fossil fuels are, and they're obviously such a very big source of the inflation problem we have right now. That said, it's not exactly a panacea that will cure all our inflation problems overnight. There are just too many sources of inflation that are kind of out of the government's control, things like the supply chain issues and the war in Ukraine. But over time, it should sort of have a suppressing effect on inflation in the coming years.
Although, not to add any more shoulds or might to this conversation, but there could be compromises to this legislation as it moves through Congress, through the House and through the Senate. How might these changes limit the effectiveness of the bill? Could we end up with a bill that really doesn't limit inflation?
Well, I think, you know, we're obviously going to have to see what's trimmed out, what's added. One big question mark is Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who has been on the record opposing any changes to the carried interest income taxes and raising the corporate taxes. So that's one challenge. There's also challenges from the more liberal side of the party who believes that the green energy and some of the other things should go a little bit further. So you're right, there is very likely to be changes, and we'll have to see how they all flesh out to really get a sense of what the net effect will be.
So we have less than a minute left, but I wonder, is this one of the only things government can do when it comes to inflation? We saw another interest rate increase from the Fed. Is legislation like this the only other lever that federal government can pull?
Well, I do think that from the Federal Reserve side of the equation, these interest rate increases could be effective in helping curb inflation. But it's sort of a tough needle to thread for the Federal Reserve because they want to suppress consumer demand enough to bring down inflation, but not really to wreck the economy and cause unemployment to go up and that sort of thing. So that notion of a soft landing that is somewhere in between those two things is going to be difficult, but that is the goal of the Federal Reserve.
Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, Celeste.